with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says his administration's upcoming request for more military funding will be what he calls a very small price to pay to keep the armed forces prepared.
This is a very volatile world, and the military equipment, the power of some of this weaponry is unthinkable. You don't even want to know about it.
And Congress expected to be asked for about $200 billion to help replenish supplies that have been depleted for the war in Iraq or in Iran. A family in the U.S. illegally have been ordered to return to their home country. Ben Thomas has more.
An immigration judge has denied the asylum claim of Liam Conejo Ramos's family, and their lawyer says they've been ordered deported to Ecuador. Liam is the 5-year-old who was photographed in a blue bunny hat as federal agents detained him and his father, Adrian, during the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Minneapolis in January. They were held for 10 days in a Texas detention center before a different judge ordered that they be released. The family's lawyer says Liam is back in his suburban Minneapolis school, and the family will appeal the decision. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 250 points, the NASDAQ off 297. A southwest heat wave is setting new records, as Lisa Dwyer reports.
A desert community on the Arizona-California border reached 110 degrees Thursday, breaking a record for the highest March temperature recorded in the United States. The record-setting temperature was recorded just outside Martinez Lake, Arizona, in the Yuma Desert, as a winter heat wave scorches the southwest. It breaks the record of 108 degrees set in Rio Grande, Texas, in 1954. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Britain is taking steps to expand abortion. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A bill that would decriminalize abortion right up to the moment of birth is advancing in Parliament. The House of Lords could have approved an amendment to the Crime and Policing Bill that would have removed the decriminalization language, but did not. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says British lawmakers have, quote, shown little regard for public opinion and have dehumanized the unborn to a shocking new degree. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's taken a while, but America's pastors are answering the call to highlight global persecution of Christians in their sermons. According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians living overseas. This is SRN News. The Trump administration taking another step to dismantle the Department of Education.
A portion of the department's student loan portfolio is being handed over to the Treasury Department. It involves borrowers who are in default, months behind on payments. Under an agreement, the Treasury Department will eventually take responsibility for all student loans. Administration officials say the Education Department is ill-equipped to handle such a big loan portfolio and blame the Biden administration for focusing on efforts to cancel student loans. President Trump wants to shut down the Department of Education. Only Congress can do that. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Some drivers say they're adjusting their travel plans to keep up with rising gas prices. The national average for a regular gallon of gas was $3.88 as of Thursday. AAA says that's up nearly a dollar compared to a month ago, nearly 80 cents a gallon compared to the same time last year. More on these stories at srnnews.com.